Earlier this week in Italy, a ruling by an Italian appeals court sent small tremors around the world, at least in the scientific community. The court tossed out most of the convictions in the case involving seven scientists and a 2009 earthquake that struck the Italian city of L'Aquila. The scientists had been charged with failing to warn the public about earthquake risks before the quake killed more than 300 people. Reporter Megan Williams is in Rome. And Megan, what does the overturning of this verdict mean for the people involved?
Well, it depends who you ask. Obviously, the scientists are greatly relieved. And not just the scientists who were found guilty in 2012 and sentenced to 6 years for manslaughter, but also I think the scientific community around the world is breathing a sigh of relief, because I think they felt very nervous about this verdict, because they felt like if somehow they gave the wrong information around a possible natural disaster, that they could be held criminally responsible for it. So I think there's a lot of relief among scientists. Of course, among the people of L'Aquila who lost loved ones, they were devastated.
How did they react when the court overturned the verdict?
When the judge read the verdict, there were cries of vergogna, which means shame, or mafiosi, accusations of sort of corruption. People bursting into tears. I mean, these are people who have lost kids and spouses, but they've also seen their town remain in a state of semi-rubble for almost 5 years. Their community life was literally reduced to rubble. And they haven't been able to get that back for a number of reasons. I spoke with one spokesperson of one of the group of earthquake survivors, and she said they were dumbfounded. They didn't expect that the scientists, that the decision, the court decision, would be completely reversed. And I think it's important to understand the Italian context in this situation. I mean, this is a country where many citizens feel a deep sense of resentment towards government and government politicians for a lack of accountability. And particularly in this case of the earthquake in L'Aquila, there's a lot of guilt that has not been addressed. Builders putting in substandard qualities into the cement that led to buildings like the student housing building that I saw the day after the earthquake in 2009 that had sort of imploded like a layer cake, killing many students who were still trapped underneath there when I saw it. Government officials who perhaps took bribes to turn the other way. We don't know yet. Those court cases are ongoing. But people in L'Aquila are deeply, deeply frustrated that no one has taken any accountability before, not the earthquake, but all of the things that should have protected people from the quake.
Bring us back to 2009 and what the scientists did or did not say to the residents of L'Aquila that led to this whole case.
Well, this is the key thing. I mean, it was a group of six scientists and one member of the civil protection agency, Bernardo de Bernardinis. And they met for about 45 minutes, 5 days before the quake hit. And they discussed the tremors that had been going on for several months that had seemed to be increasing and that were making the citizens of L'Aquila extremely nervous. Dozens of people were sleeping out on the streets because this is sort of it's a seismically active area. So people had this long, centuries-old tradition of when these tremors came, they would go and take their beds out onto the piazza. So this is what they were doing. These scientists met, and shortly after this 45-minute meeting, the representative from the Civil Protection Agency, which is supposed to, inform citizens of possible risk, went on local television and talked about how these tremors were, in fact, releasing energy of a possible major earthquake, which is just, it's pseudoscience, and he shouldn't have said that. And then he said, I want to reassure the public, go home, have a glass of red wine, take it easy. And based on that interview, a number of people who were sleeping on the street and in the piazza went home. And 5 days later, the major quake hit.
Wow. Will anyone involved in the case serve any time at this point?
I don't think so. All six scientists were their sentences were completely overturned. De Bernardinis, who was the person who went on television to give out this misinformation, he will possibly get a sentence of 2 years in prison. Now, in Italy, nobody serves any sentence under a couple of years. So perhaps house arrest, perhaps some sort of community service. It's not clear yet, but he's the only one who has any link of responsibility. He's the only person where that link has been made.
What are the implications for scientists in Italy, particularly seismologists or people involved with natural disasters?
Well, when the scientists were initially charged, 5,000 scientists around the world signed an open letter to Italian President Giorgio Napolitano protesting this and in a sense mischaracterizing what these people were accused of, saying that they were accused of failing to predict an earthquake, which is not what they've ever been accused of. They've been accused of falsely reassuring the public. It was interesting. The American Geophysical Union, for instance, came out with a statement this week saying that they backed this acquittal of the scientists. And again, you know, that you could hear that, feel that collective sigh of relief. But also in the same statement that they released, I found it interesting that the spokesperson added, scientists have much to learn from the L'Aquila tragedy, particularly as it relates to the effective communication of public risk. And so I think that this is the key issue, that the screw up that happened here was about communication. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that scientists around the world are thinking about how they should effectively communicate risk and not reassure people when there's really no grounds to reassure the people, because we know earthquakes cannot be predicted.
Reporter Megan Williams in Rome, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Carol.